Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3. This morning I want to share about something that in our lives we all feel it in our lives. We all have this unbelievable, in 2018 it is the most stressed out time to live in. We have media telling us all the time of the ills of society. We have our social media accounts that we have to have a picture-perfect world looking so that everybody is impressed. And then we get more stressed out because we see somebody doing something and having an even more perfect life than what we're having. And so then that puts more stress and more pressure on us to be able to make sure that everything that we're doing is perfect. And we go through this cycle and we go through this rhythm of life where it's more stress and more stress. Even the things that are supposed to be relaxing turns into just another time of stress. We stress about the perfect vacation. We stress about having the perfect holiday seasons and Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's. And we stress about all that. We stress about our kids' first day at school and we stress out about their last day at school. And then we go to work, and because work can be a very stressful environment for many of us, we have the stress there too. And in our lives today, we have no relief when it comes to pressures in our life, because we have so much expectations. And then when all of a sudden the real stresses come, the doctor gives us the hard news of it's cancer. The boss says the word downsizing. All the other stresses in life that are real true stresses, all of a sudden we look at our lives and they just begin to crumble because we have no escape. But I want to talk this morning just briefly about what God has given us to be able to do these things and be able to go through this life, because I do not believe that He chose to die on a cross for us so that we can have miserable existence. Because He does say in John chapter 10 that He came so that we might have life and have more abundantly. And having life more abundantly, yes, there's going to be stresses. There's going to be strains. There's going to be times of stretching. All of those things are going to be there. But when we are having the opportunity to walk through all of those things, still have His peace, there's something beautiful about people that are able to do that. And I believe God has designed us where we all can have that peace. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Lord, add Your blessing to Your word this morning. Allow it to be life unto us. And through this life, we have these stresses and we have these strains. The New Testament writers, it wasn't that they didn't have any stresses in life. They had lots of stresses. They were being persecuted on a level that we don't truly understand in the American church. They had all kinds of things happening in their lives, but yet they were able to go through these lives without completely melting and falling apart. And our lives are so much pressure filled, so much pressure within our lives to be able to walk through this life with a picture perfect exterior. We have to have this picture perfect children and picture perfect everything, because we're so far out there with social media and we're so far out there in 2018 with the expectations that the world places on us and then our own expectations for success as well. We have so much weight that we begin to carry around in our lives. And I see so many people that are so burdened with weight of life, the stresses, the strains. Today in so many colleges, you talk to professors and you hear about how many students are absolutely stressed out going to college. Should be one of the happiest times in their lives. Doesn't get any easier. But all everything that the world has placed on them for stress and strain. When I talk to some people here this morning, I can hear the strain and stress in your voices. I can hear the anxiety of life that you are carrying with you. And the first thing that I see when I read Hebrews, it says, lay aside every weight. Lay aside everything that is weighing on you. Lay aside everything that is burdening you and pulling you down. That is so easy to say, isn't it? I mean, it's so easy to be able to say, well, just put it aside, no problem. It's Another thing when you actually have to do it. Just lay it down. You know, the old saying, just give it to Jesus. Just give it to Jesus. And there's a beauty within the simplicity of that saying. Because that is exactly what Jesus wants us to do, is to begin to give that our situations and our very incapable hands to his very capable hands. But the problem is that we will say, okay, Lord, here it is. I'm just going to lay it on the altar. I'm just going to give it up to you. But the problem is we reach behind, and as we're leaving the altar, we just carry it and drag it right back to our seats with us. And we are holding on to it, and we're piling it up, and everything is just continually piling and piling on our shoulders to the breaking point of our lives. And we forgot about just laying it aside and allowing him to be God. Having a very personal time with him and just saying, Lord, I've done everything I can do with this situation. I've messed it up thoroughly, perhaps. Oh, God, just you be God in it. I'm not going to defend myself. I'm not going to run after it. I'm not going to go here. I'm just going to simply, Lord, and very difficultly, just going to give this over to you. Just going to give this weight, this burden. I'm going to give the hurts. I'm going to give all of these things, Lord, over to you. And I'm not going to pick it back up. I'm not going to continue running after it. I'm not going to continue wasting energy to begin to carry this thing around with me, Lord, because I cannot carry this burden. And you were never designed to carry this burden. You were never designed to figure it all out. You were never designed to have it all perfectly on social media. But you were designed to simply lay it down on his feet and said, God, you be God. You be the creator of the universe and speak life into it if that's what you want. Lord, if you want it to die, just let it die, God. But however you want to do with this thing, I am no longer going to continue dragging it with me so that I can continue dragging myself down with it. We just simply say, here you go, Lord. It's yours. And I believe that is something that if we could do in our lives, we would begin to have so much less stress and anxiety within our lives. We would be able to enjoy so much more of our lives because we have this reality all of a sudden that we're walking around with life and we're handing it over to the Lord. Not saying that we're absent from our lives, but simply saying that those things that we cannot control, Lord, they're within your control. And I'm not going to continue moving around within my life. I'm not going to continue wasting sleepless nights on it. I'm not going to continue stressing and anxiety about it. It's just simply going to be yours, Lord. And you can deal with it however you want to deal with it. Another area that I began to see in our lives is this thing that we call the rat race. And we are continually running and striving and moving and going. And our lives are filled with so much. We're just constantly on the go. Several months ago, Esther and I, we had this very strange Saturday. And it was so bizarre that after the end of the day, we were just like, what just happened? We feel great. We had nothing planned. I mean, nothing. There was no soccer. There was no karate. There was no church activities. There was nobody calling up. There was nobody wanting to come over. It was just simply quiet. And I began to think about that scripture in Psalms chapter 46, verse 10, where he says, be still and know that I'm God. Be still. Just calm down. Just take a break. We are not made to continually run after and run after and run after. And yes, there are those times where we need to grind and we need to go and we need to hustle and we need to do all those things. But there are also, we are not designed to have that 24/7 lifestyle like that. We need to be able to step away and to be intentional about just simply saying, I'm just going to be calm. I'm just going to breathe. I'm just going to relax. No, I'm not saying develop a mindless TV habit of that in your entire life, but there are those times where we just need to throw something on the television that doesn't make a hill of beans of difference to nobody. And just enjoy. But we can just be still. Remember that Saturday, we didn't even try to make it a religious experience. We just enjoyed each other's company. We enjoyed the kids upstairs with the door closed, playing video games. We just enjoyed ourselves. And it was so refreshing. And I think oftentimes that we have forgotten the beauty in saying no to people and saying no to things. And that is very difficult to do because you have to, that space that you begin to create for yourself and your family and your life, then you have to, at that point in your life, guard that space at all costs. Whether that's a full day or a half a day, and oftentimes we will try to strategically plan half a day where we can just relax and enjoy now because it's valuable. And we guard it with everything we have. And we say no to a lot of stuff. And I'm not even saying the people that are calling and asking and all this are bad people. They're great people. Some of our dear friends. But we're intentional about creating that space of being still and knowing not just who He is, but who we are as well. Because all of a sudden, as we are carrying around this weight, we have to be careful that we do not begin to show, have our identity carried within that weight. Because when you begin to do that, that can be a very dangerous thing. Rather than beginning to identify Him. Think about this. When the Lord was tired, what did He do? He rested. He went and He prayed. He went and He removed Himself from situations. So if it was important for Jesus to do that, we see that several times in Scriptures. How important is it for us today that doesn't have 100% divine as He had? How important for us is it for us today to say, I'm sorry, but I can't? Not that it's a bad thing, but I just can't because I need to step back and recharge. Last year this time, we had just got back from the Dominican Republic for our first family vacation. We've been married for 13 years and we never took a family vacation. Because we always had the excuse that, well, we'll do it next year, or, you know, we don't have the money, or, you know, whatever. And last year we did, and I remember the first thing Esther and I did said when we got back. Man, we should have done that years ago. You say, yeah, but the money. Well, I'm not even saying you have to do an extravagant vacation. I'm not even saying you have to go anywhere. But just simply having that opportunity to step back and be still again in your life. It's so important for us to do. Begin to be still in your life. Begin to recognize who He is in your life. Begin to be just as Jesus was in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Maybe it's early in the morning and you go out and you begin to seek Him. See, because I do believe that that is a very important part of our lives as well. Not only just we seek rest and relaxation, but we also are intentional about seeking Him in our lives. And we begin intentional and saying, Lord, I need You to speak to me in my personal life right where I'm at, Father. And I guarantee you, if we begin opening up with prayers like that, I know that He will, and He'll be faithful. Because that's what Jesus would often do. He would seek the Lord. Martin Luther once said, I have so much to do today that I'm going to have to spend 4 hours in prayer before I do the first thing. See, because when we become get into a cooperation with the Holy Spirit and we become empowered by Him, all of a sudden, all of those things that seem so difficult for us to do, all of a sudden we can understand what Paul was talking about. In my weakness, I am made strong, because we have that empowering to be able to move forward and accomplish what God has called us to accomplish. Do the things that God has called us to do. To be the ministers where God has called us to be the ministers at. To move forward with what He's called us to do. So we oftentimes, if we are not careful, if we are not laying aside weight, if we are not being still, if we are not seeking Him in our prayers, then oftentimes where He has planted us, because we are running so hard and we're going so strong, then all of a sudden everything begins to be a frustration point to us. Things in our lives where once it was a blessing is now a frustration. The very place that He's planted us in, all of a sudden everything frustrates us. And it's not because God has said move on, it's just simply because we are worn out. We were not created to do such a thing. Don't allow where you're at to be a frustration. But allow yourself to step back and begin to get refreshed and refilled, to breathe again, to be re-energized where He's planted you and where He's placed you and where He's leading you. All of those things in your own personal life, so that you can be the very best minister that God has created you to be. Because we cannot minister out of frustration. We cannot show love for other people through our anger. It's been tried plenty of times in church history before. It doesn't work out very well. And so allow us today to begin to lay aside that weight. Find that place where we can create white space within our lives and continue to seek Him. Because even in the Hebrews, where we first opened up with, He says, fixing your eyes on Jesus. Through all the storms of life, and there's going to be many storms in life, through all the trials, through all the stresses, through all of those things, don't forget who He is, because He is still God of all of those things. He can handle your stress. He can handle your burdens if we would begin to give it over to Him so that He can be God through all of those things. Let us pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for what You're doing today in our lives, Lord. Father, we thank You, Lord, that You have given us a place today that is also surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, Lord. Because I know that there are people here that are going through stress, anxiety. There might be somebody even on their row that could reach out with them with love and grace and speak into their lives. Lord, help us to be able to lay those things down at Your feet and not pick them up and drag them with us. Give us the wisdom to be able to be still in our own lives. And give us those places to be able to seek You like never before, so You can talk to us where we are at as Your children, as Your sons, and as Your daughters. We thank You, Father. We give You honor, and we give You glory. In Christ's name, amen.